Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. This is Nick, Lifted Up Landscaping.
Yes, this is.
Oh, hi, this is Mary from Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. May I ask how you got my information?
Oh, yes. We spoke with you way back February about placement and first page position on Google. So I'm just calling you back.
Oh, yeah.
Something that you're still interested in before we begin.
No. No, I'm scared. It's very skeptical. I had about 40 different people call me for the same thing. It's just that I'm not wanted that bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that important. I'm just a small, local, young kid trying to make a couple dollars, pennies, and dimes. That's it.
I hear you. You know why you're getting a lot of calls, aside from having really good reputation? You have some online presence, Nick. That's one reason. Looking at the bright side, of course, it's a good thing. However, it's just a little bit difficult to find you, unless we already know the name of the business, right? That's why we've called you when this was available in your area. And now that it's available
I'm okay. I'm good. I have all I can handle. I actually told somebody today, and I'm not even lying, I'm booked for the next two and a half weeks, and that's if everything goes smoothly in the brain. I'm a solo operator. I don't have any help as of right now. This is everything you see on Facebook. It's all me. I just work like an animal, but there's too much. I need to hire people so I can get more jobs done. But I'm young. A lot of my friends are still in college. So when everybody comes out and I get some help with me and I could do more and do more, maybe we could talk, but I'm not interested.
Got it. Oh, I understand. Looks like it's been pretty good so far. You are 2 weeks booked out and it's a good thing. But of course, Nick, it's not to flip the switch and overwhelm you, right? I know it's hard to get overwhelmed, but this listing will provide you with a steady flow of work, and it's long-term, so it could help you definitely.
Oh, no, I got steady. I mean, it's bad. It's good, but it's bad. I'm going to be working until it's dancing on the roof.
Gotcha, no worries. But would this be something that you might consider in the future, probably in a couple of months?
I mean, possibly. Yeah, it depends on how this year goes, you know. I mean, everything's so expensive, it's kind of hard to buy. Like, I would love to buy another truck, another trailer, and, you know, get a crew out with me that works daily, but it's just the inflation in the economy is just, it's nuts everywhere.
Exactly. And that's one.
So I don't know if this will be the expansion year. Maybe next year will be the expansion year, and then I do something like this, but as of right now, I'm comfortable. I'm just going to stay steady coasting where I'm at.
Okay, got it. No worries. But we see a great potential in your business. That's why we still consider you as a good fit for the available position. So the best that I can do for you, I can get back in touch with you probably in a few months. If this becomes available again, I'll put you in my priority list and I'll inform you first before we begin calling.
Okay.
Would that work for you?
That works. Yes, okay. Thank you very much. Now, another quick question. Why has the first spot been open for like a year now?
So if
because everybody says the first spot's open on Google Ads, but it's been open for like, I don't even know. I was getting calls like instead of February, and it's still open. Like there's no way it's just, you know, you're number one on top. Like it just doesn't make sense to me. And that is also holding me back from, you know, doing anything with these calls because it doesn't make sense.
Got it.
And
so
again, I'm a 25-year-old kid. I mean, there's George Dunbar, there's Anthony Angeli, there's Mark Mattis, there's these guys that run ginormous companies that are definitely way more established that would be number one over me. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right. So
I
mean, for
I have to make up college, so I'm not the smartest person on the planet, but, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yes, I completely understand where you're coming from. So the first page position on Google, for a premier Google channel partner like us, we could only list one business per category per area. So that is why when our company has an available position, for example, there is a business that changed location probably and moved out to a different state, so there will be an available position and open, right? So that's where we will, of course, call throughout the area again and fill that open position on Google. So if you might see your competitors listed on Google, you might see probably a handful of businesses listed there. So those are being listed by different Google providers. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, no, I know everybody in my area too, so I know who's up there, who's not. I know them all personally.
And I'm sure that's an advantage for you if they can help you get listed there as the options for people looking for your services, right? Like, for example, if they search for landscaping and you pop up as a result of their searches, aligned with these big companies, I'm sure that's something that advantage. It's not about who's number one and they're going to call that. So it depends on, of course, for the people who's looking for your services, who they would love to call, right? But there's also a way to make sure that you'll be getting the specific target market that you would like to work with. So with Google Listing, there are different types of programs. You'll have the opportunity to receive these highly qualified leads directly from Google based on the types of jobs you want. So that's what we do is we customize our service depending on your business needs, based on your target market as well. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, and just in case I do get more interested, I get help. How much does it all, what's the numbers? What does everything cost for all this?
So,
nothing's free.
Yeah, of course, understandable. As I mentioned, it's very reasonable. Everything is monthly, and it depends on the program and a couple of different factors. So one thing that
I don't mean to cut you off, but just say went baseline, the normal, like the lowest package, the lowest lead count, the lowest everything, baseline monthly, what is that, the very lowest, just to try it out?
Okay, so I could provide you a ballpark pricing just so you have an idea, but I would love to request an accurate pricing for you, if you could take a moment to hear about that. Would this be something that you would like to hear?
No, I'm not going to do anything today. It's just something I'm going to keep in the back of my mind. Well, what is the ballpark, if you know, like, kind of roughly?
Ballpark pricing, roughly around $12 to $18 per day, but again, it's monthly and depends on the program. So that's why I recommend.
$20 a day, almost.
12 to 18, yeah, probably. So it's not an accurate pricing. That's why I'm recommending if you could take a moment to hear about the specifics, right? So you can hear the accurate.
I'm going to have to sell plasma.
The good thing about it is you are new. So you might be considered with our promotions new in business rate. I could go ahead and request that for you. If this exclusive listing that we're filling in today, let's say you like everything about the program, if we could help you make this affordable, that could help you get more clients, would this be something that you might consider moving forward?
Like I said, I don't want to waste too much of your time. Nothing's going to happen today. You know, it's good to know kind of what it is, and maybe I'll talk to people that I see are, I don't know. I have a lot of business friends. I'll see if it worked for them, if they did it. And if that's the case and they say, yeah, to help me out a little bit, then maybe I will. Because I'm going to pay for the Facebook advertising this year. So,
got it.
You know, I'm already going to go through that route. So I already have money going out for advertising. I don't want to do too much. And, again, there's only so much as of right now at this stage of my career. I wish I could have 3 trucks for it, like 14 guys, and run a ginormous company. But as of right now, there's only so much I could do because it's just me.
Got it. Yeah, so you're doing everything solo. How is your Facebook advertising works for you? Are you getting enough clients from them? Because we are also
I haven't paid for any boosting or anything on Facebook yet, but from posting pictures and stuff and having a lot of people share them, a lot of people support, I've gotten a lot of work through Facebook already without paying for anything. So, I mean, even if I'm just more steady on uploading and don't even pay, but I don't know. We'll see.
Got it. If we could help you with Facebook advertising as well, of course, obviously, if we could help you with that as well, Nick, and, you know, as I mentioned, provide you with a service that could generate the results you're looking for, would this be something that you might want to give a try?
Like I said, not today, but possibly yes.
Okay.
Not today. Yeah. No, there won't be anything happening today. I'm just getting some information and stuff.
Of course, understandable. What needs to happen? I mean, what will make you ready for something like this? Of course, I meant want to make sure that you can take advantage.
To be honest, catching up on all of my work and my list shrinking, that's what it would take. After I kind of have more time on my hands and I could do more things, then I could look for more work. But as of right now, like I said, I feel bad. I told somebody, like, they want me to Molster House next week. I told, his name's Mike. I said, Mike, I can't get you for 3 weeks. I've just made too many promises, got too many jobs, which is great. You know, you're in business to get work. But, again, there's only so much one man could do.
Yeah, you might want to need more people to work for you, but
oh, I need help. Guaranteed. I need help, but like I said, I'm so young. A lot of my people are still in college, and I'm underneath 25. So I mean, you know, it's gonna hardly get like a 30-year-old to listen to me too. So I don't know.
No worries. So the best that I can do, Nick, I will inform you whenever this becomes available again in your area, and I'll put you in my priority list. I'm pretty sure probably in a couple of months you'll be ready by then.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. That definitely sounds good, because maybe I'll try the Facebook, and if it's not working, then we could do some business together, and I'll see, you know, what happens.
Sure, no problem. All right. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck in your business, okay?
Yeah, thank you for your
all
time,
right.
too.
You're always welcome. Take care. Have a good
bye-bye.
Day. Bye-bye.